This program intended for mature audiences. The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was spiced, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Waldo. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, your voice to me sounds a little stronger today than yesterday. I hope you're apparently you're feeling a little better.
Yeah, I really am feeling better. Thanks for the thought.
Well, yeah, I noticed that you sound so much better. You know, when you're not on the air, it's like a day without sunshine or popcorn without butter. That's all I got to say.
Waldo, thank you very much. That's awful nice of you. Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, you have medical problems. You get them taken care of. You walk through the valley of death, I guess, because everybody every day could get up and not get up, if you know what I mean, and I think you do, but... It's amazing when people get sick. Nobody really wants to hear about it, but Waldo and everybody else, and I've got calls from all over the country. I'm going to tell you, I sincerely appreciate that. I'm still walking with the real Grim Reaper, I guess, until it finally gets taken care of. But I honestly think that I'm going to be fine. Everything worth having is worth working for. And to me, you know, somebody like Waldo, it'll come up and say, hey, all I want to do is say you sound better. Thanks for what you're doing. And that makes me feel 100% better. So we'll take it from there. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're feeling better also. But speaking about this big deal they're making out of this, okay?
Wait a minute. This big deal they're making out of this, what big deal are they making a big deal out of?
Okay. In spring of 2009, remember the H1N1, the swine flu?
Sarda.
Okay, yeah. Well, from the spring of 2009 till mid-2010, 59 million Americans had already caught it. There was 265,000 hospitalized, and 12,000 had died of it. Okay, but guess who was in office then? Obama. The media covered all that. Did you hear swine flu 24/7 like you're hearing now?
No, no, you're not, because it's not a Democrat in office. It's a damn Republican, and that's what they say. But as always, I say I think Trump has done a decent job the last 3 years as president. What's your take?
But it's election. Yes, I think he has. It's election year, and they know they can't beat him otherwise, so they got to do anything they can to run down his numbers, and that's exactly what they're doing. This is just like Russia, Russiagate, Russiagate. You can't turn on the news without hearing 24/7 coverage of it.
Yeah, and they're going to...
And all they're doing is putting everybody in panic mode.
You're right.
And it's nothing like even the swine flu.
Yeah, you're right. They're going to make a mountain out of a molehill anytime they can. And, you know, they're going to go ahead and play with it. And hopefully it hurts the Republican Party. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to embellish the Republican Party and make Trump a big winner. What's your take on that?
Well, I hope he is, because you can't... Well, yeah. It's not that you can't have especially Joe Biden in there, because you can't have someone that, not that it's wrong with anyone being sick, that's anybody can get sick, but you can't have somebody with an illness in that position.
You know what, Ed, I agree with you completely. Thanks for the call, Ed. You hang in there and you be safe. You know, it amazes me how some people will call up, they'll write in, and that's what needs to be done. But the vast, vast majority of people won't call on the radio, they won't call on the TV, they won't write something in the newspaper because they're afraid. And I don't know what the hell they should be afraid of, but they are afraid. And I think at the end of the day, no matter who wins, there's going to be problems, because they're going to say, hey, I called and I was for Biden, or I called and I was for Sanders. And no matter what the situation is, somebody is going to think they got screwed. And it's really, really amazing. It's really, really amazing when you see crap like that that goes on. And somebody always says, well, it should have been done the way I said it should have been done, and there wouldn't have been any problems. And the next person, it should have been done the way I said it should have been done. But that's not the way it goes. Once these politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, once they get elected to office, it's got to be their way or no way. You people have been around long enough to know if Biden gets elected, if Trump gets reelected, no matter who gets elected, they're going to have their own agenda. And that's okay, as long as their agenda is the agenda of the masses out here in this great country of ours. But it usually doesn't work that way. I don't understand it. I don't understand why these politicians can't say, hey, we're going to go the way the voters want to go, because that's who pays us. That's who pays us. But they never, even the Republicans, once they get elected, it's more about them than it is about anybody else. Same way with the Democrats. So I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take to have these Democrats somewhere down the road to say, hey, it's going to be done the way my bosses want it to be done. It's going to be done the way the electorate wants it to be done. But you haven't seen that here recently, and I honestly don't think you're going to see it in the near future, because, again, these politicians, they do not give a damn. All they care about is what's on their plate. They don't give a damn about what the people are saying, about what the people are thinking, because it doesn't, once they get elected, it doesn't make them any difference whatsoever. I see on the Illinois side, up north a little bit, they had another shooting. Somebody else died in California, I think it was. Where is it at? I can't even see it. I'll try to pick it up. But had another police officer die, and that's on about the fifth or sixth page of the newspaper. Now, why are they gonna play that game? Here, this is on the seventh page. Arkansas police officer fatally shot during traffic stop. It says the suspect's condition is unclear. Most of you good people out there wouldn't have known about the Arkansas police officer being fatally shot until you heard it on my show. Now, I know it may not mean a whole hell of a lot to you, but at the end of the day, it should, because there could be a police officer shot next door to you. There could be a police officer shot in your house. But see, people don't want to address it. People don't want to address all this crap until it comes so close to them. Then when it comes close to them, then everybody wants to get involved. But at that point in time, it's not worth a damn. They don't need involvement. They don't need involvement after it's too late. Here it is. Let's see. I told you about Nicki Minaj's husband had to register as a sex offender in California. Talked about that. And all this crap goes on and on and on. And nobody knows about it. Nobody wants to hear about it because it's not really national news. Then they've got where 2 days ago, the United States Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from a former Oklahoma City police officer who was convicted of sexually assaulting black women he encountered while patrolling the city's low-income neighborhood. Now, isn't that something? Isn't that something? Whenever people bitch and moan and groan, this guy was a police officer. Don't give a damn what he was. He was wrong. He could have five badges and he could have a badge up his ass. He's still wrong. But that's on the 8th or 10th page of some of these papers. And it's amazing. It's amazing how nobody wants to talk about those things. All they want to talk about now and up until probably November is Biden going to get the nod? Then when Biden gets the nod, him and Trump will be out there on Front Street. And I don't see Biden going to a lot of news media events, because I think once he gets pissed off, that he just goes crazy on everybody. And I'm actually sorry to hear that, but, you know, that's the way politicians play politics. It's never, ever, ever, ever their fault. It's always someone else's fault. And they'll fight with it until there's no fight left. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn if they lose the money. To them, it's all about winning. They can always get their money. The money can be gotten later, and that's what they're thinking about. They're thinking about, hey, let's get elected. Let's get our people elected, and then we'll take it from there. So hopefully that works out. On the Missouri side, again, we've got our good friend, Lyda Crewson. Lyda, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Crewson. You know, she's fighting with a lot of the black aldermen in the city of St. Louis. They fight back and forth until it's something they both want. Then they come together. Then they're the best thing in the world. Then once that's passed, then they're back to fighting again. How many times have they got together and tried to get something done, didn't get it done, and Crewson's crew will go one way, and the Board of Aldermen, the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, will go another way. And it amazes me completely how this crap just keeps going and going and going. And nobody wants to do anything about it. But everybody wants to be a winner. Everybody wants to be a winner. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back right after these messages. This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ at 1190 AM. insane broadcasting, America's live state voice, Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences. The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. To the dark side. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Waldo. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, your voice to me sounds a little stronger today than yesterday. I hope apparently you're feeling a little better.
Yeah, I really am feeling better. Thanks for the thought.
Well, yeah, I noticed that you sound so much better. You know, when you're not on the air, it's like a day without sunshine or popcorn without butter. That's all I got to say.
Waldo, thank you very much. That's awful nice of you. Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, you have medical problems. You get them taken care of. You walk through the valley of death, I guess, because everybody every day could get up and not get up, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. But it's amazing when people get sick. Nobody really wants to hear about it, but Waldo and everybody else, I've got calls from all over the country. I'm going to tell you, I sincerely appreciate that. I'm still walking with the real Grim Reaper, I guess, until it finally gets taken care of. But I honestly think that I'm going to be fine. Everything worth having is worth working for. And to me, you know, somebody like Waldo that'll come up and say, hey, all I want to do is say you sound better. Thanks for what you're doing. And that makes me feel 100% better. So we'll take it from there. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're feeling better also. But speaking about this big deal they're making out of this, okay?
Wait a minute. This big deal they're making out of this, what big deal are they making a big deal out of?
Okay. In spring of 2009, remember the H1N1, the swine flu?
Sarda.
Okay, yeah. Well, from the spring of 2009 till mid-2010, 59 million Americans had already caught it. There was 265,000 hospitalized, and 12,000 had died of it. Okay? But guess who was in office then? Obama. The media covered all that. Did you hear a swine flu 24/7 like you're hearing now?
No, you're not, because it's not a Democrat in office. It's a damn Republican, and that's what they say. But as always, I say I think Trump has done a decent job the last 3 years as president. What's your take?
But it's election. Yes, I think he has. I mean, it's election. It's election year, and they know they can't beat him otherwise, so they got to do anything they can to run down his numbers, and that's exactly what they're doing. This is just like Russiagate. You can't turn on the news without hearing 24/7 coverage of it.
Yeah, and they're going to...
And all they're doing is putting everybody in panic mode.
You're right.
And it's nothing like even the swine flu.
Yeah, you're right. They're going to make a mountain out of a molehill anytime they can. And, you know, they're going to go ahead and play with it. And hopefully it hurts the Republican Party. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to embellish the Republican Party and make Trump a big winner. What's your take on that?
Well, I hope he is, because you can't... Well, yeah. It's not that you can't have especially Joe Biden in there, because you can't have someone that... Not that it's wrong with anyone being sick. That's... Anybody can get sick, but you can't have somebody with an illness in that position.
You know what, Ed, I agree with you completely. Thanks for the call, Ed. You hang in there and you be safe. You know, it amazes me. It amazes me how people, some people, will call up, they'll write in, and that's what needs to be done. But the vast, vast majority of people won't call on the radio. They won't call on the TV. They won't write something in the newspaper because they're afraid. And I don't know what the hell they should be afraid of, but they are afraid. And I think at the end of the day, no matter who wins, there's going to be problems, because they're going to say, hey, I called and I was for Biden, or I called and I was for Sanders. And no matter what the situation is, somebody is going to think they got screwed. And it's really, really amazing. It's really, really amazing when you see crap like that that goes on. And somebody always says, well, it should have been done the way I said it should have been done, and there wouldn't have been any problems. And the next person, it should have been done the way I said it should have been done. But that's not the way it goes. Once these politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, once they get elected to office, it's got to be their way or no way. You people have been around long enough to know if Biden gets elected, if Trump gets reelected, no matter who gets elected, they're going to have their own agenda. And that's okay, as long as their agenda is the agenda of the masses out here in this great country of ours. But it usually doesn't work that way. I don't understand it. I don't understand why these politicians can't say, hey, we're going to go the way the voters want to go, because that's who pays us. That's who pays us. But they never, even the Republicans, once they get elected, it's more about them than it is about anybody else. Same way with the Democrats. So I don't know what it's going to take. to have these Democrats somewhere down the road to say, hey, it's going to be done the way my bosses want it to be done. It's going to be done the way the electorate wants it to be done. But you haven't seen that here recently, and I honestly don't think you're going to see it in the near future, because again, these politicians, they do not give a damn. All they care about is what's on their plate. They don't give a damn about what the people are saying, about what the people are thinking, because it doesn't, once they get elected, it doesn't make them any difference whatsoever. I see on the Illinois side, up north a little bit, they had another shooting, somebody else died, and in California, I think it was. Where's it at? I can't even see it. I'll try to pick it up. But had another police officer die, and that's on about the fifth or sixth page of the newspaper. Now, why are they gonna play that game? Here, this is on the seventh page. Arkansas police officer fatally shot during traffic stop. It says the suspect's condition is unclear. Most of you good people out there wouldn't know about the Arkansas police officer being fatally shot until you heard it on my show. Now, I know it may not mean a whole hell of a lot to you, but at the end of the day, it should, because there could be a police officer shot next door to you. There could be a police officer shot in your house. But see, people don't want to address it. People don't want to address all this crap until it comes so close to them. Then when it comes close to them, then everybody wants to get involved. But at that point in time, it's not worth a damn. They don't need involvement. They don't need involvement after it's too late. Here it is. Let's see. I told you about Nicki Minaj's husband had to register as a sex offender in California. Talked about that. And all this crap goes on and on and on. And nobody knows about it. Nobody wants to hear about it, because it's not really national news. And they've got where 2 days ago, the United States Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from a former Oklahoma City police officer who was convicted of sexually assaulting black women he encountered while patrolling the city's low-income neighborhood. Now, isn't that something whenever people bitch and moan and groan? This guy was a police officer. Don't give a damn what he was. He was wrong. He could have five badges and he could have a badge up his ass. He's still wrong. But that's on the 8th or 10th page of some of these papers. And it's amazing. It's amazing how nobody wants to talk about those things. All they want to talk about now and up until probably November is Biden going to get the nod? Then when Biden gets the nod, him and Trump will be out there on Front Street. And I don't see Biden going to a lot of news media events, because I think once he gets pissed off, that he just goes crazy on everybody. And I'm actually sorry to hear that, but, you know, that's the way politicians play politics. It's never, ever, ever, ever their fault. It's always someone else's fault. And they'll fight with it until there's no fight left. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn if they lose money. To them, it's all about winning. They can always get their money. The money can be gotten later, and that's what they're thinking about. They're thinking about, hey, let's get elected. Let's get our people elected, and then we'll take it from there. So hopefully that works out. On the Missouri side, again, we've got our good friend, Vida Cruzan, lie to, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Cruson. You know, she's fighting with a lot of the black aldermen in the city of St. Louis. They fight back and forth until it's something they both want. Then they come together. Then they're the best thing in the world. Then once that's passed, then they're back to fighting again. How many times have they got together and tried to get something done, didn't get it done, and Cruson's crew will go one way, and the Board of Aldermen, the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, will go another way, and it just amazes me completely how this crap just keeps going and going and going, and nobody wants to do anything about it, but everybody wants to be a winner. Everybody wants to be a winner. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back right after these messages. This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences. The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade. Again, welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Well, good morning, Bob. You do sound good today.
Well, thank
you. That's why I'm calling up. Try to lighten this program up a little bit, but you were talking about what Kearns is going to do with that property up there in Belleville for the post-disgrace. This is my ideas, and there's a couple things he can do with it. We could turn it into a strip mall, and you get your Mid-America tickets there, going to Florida, Planned Parenthood, marijuana distribution, slot machines, lottery tickets, Democratic headquarters, and you can get tested for the coronavirus up there.
You know what, John? I think that's an awful good suggestion. I think all those would work in there, and they'd have plenty of room. You know, we talk about sweet cakes, Mark Sweet Cakes Kern. I just wonder what his final destination is going to be in the city of Belleville. He's fought with the politicians in the past. You would think he was something, which he's not. But I just wonder when he thinks it's going to be time for him to move on, if he thinks there's going to be time. What's your take on that?
He's going to squeeze as much money out of that city, out of this county, as he can get, and then take his little happy hind off to his vacation slot and laugh at all of us.
You know what, John? I think you're 100% right. I think that's what he's going to do. He's not going to stick around forever. He's just going to stick around long enough to hurt St. Clair County, to hurt Belleville, to hurt the people around him. But you know what, John? At the end of the day, I don't really think he gives a damn. Do you?
Oh, no, sir. Not at all. He's going to be laughing because you and I will be gone. It's going to be our children, our grandchildren, and even our great-grandchildren paying for his lifestyle of his family and him and his cohorts.
You know what, John, I think, and thanks for the call, buddy. I think you're 100% right. When it all comes down to it, all Mark the Big Faggot Kern is worried about is Mark the Big Faggot Kern and his family. I think you're going to see them do anything and everything they can to help themselves, and they don't really give a damn. They don't really give a damn about helping the community. I don't think he never has, but I think it's really, really going to be interesting, so we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that goes. You notice most of the time when something goes on in St. Clair County, something goes on in Madison County, something goes on in any of these counties, if it's not something that's big, they don't mess with it. There may be one little article in the paper or one little article in the Post-Disgrace or the Belleville New Slimocrat, but they're not going to give a damn about that. They want to give a damn about the stuff that they want to fight for. And I've had politicians say it shouldn't be that way, and I agree with them. But until somebody picks the basketball up and starts dribbling down the court and starts saying, hey, we're going to get involved in this basketball game, nothing's going to happen. And I think up until this point, that is what's happened. Nothing. They're not going to give anything away. They're going to keep it all for themselves. But it just amazes me. It amazes me how that goes on and on and on. And nobody, especially at the local level, will do anything about it. Because you know what they always say? Let it go. Let it go. We'll worry about it later. And that's usually what happens. We let it go. We let it go. And when something happens, it's for our political enemies' benefit, not for ours. So, but we'll see how all that works out. You notice in Belleville, they've got all these little businesses coming up. They got these coffee shops coming up, these little restaurants, anything where they think they can make a buck or two. But they have to understand that there's more to a city than coffee shops and restaurants and bars. There's a lot more if you want to keep it open, if you want to bring decent people back in, not just to do for themselves, but to do for everybody. But a lot of times, they don't want that because they don't give a damn. And I think I can say that for the Republicans as much as I can for the Democrats, because it's like everybody's got their own agenda. That's all everybody cares about. They can talk about, we want the country to be better, we want this to be better. But I guarantee if somebody come to them and said, hey, we want you on the other side of the political fence, and we're going to give you A, B, and C for doing it, these guys would jump ship in a matter of a minute because they would not give a damn. And that's just not through the Metro East area. That's every area in this country that you go to. Everybody wants to be a good guy until it benefits them more not to be a good guy. And at that point, and it takes a little bit more for some people to jump off the horse. But once they jump off the horse and they change political settings, you'll see them fight the other way in a matter of a second. Remember the Democratic congressman who changed just recently to a Republican because he didn't like the way the Democrats were doing their job? I understand that. But to know what the Democrats are doing that's bad, to know what the Republicans are doing that's bad, you got to weigh all the facts. And these bastards, both Democrats and Republicans, they don't want to weigh the facts. They don't give a damn about facts. You think any of these rotten bastards give a damn one way or the other about facts? All they care about is benefiting them and their families. And if they can go the other political direction and benefit from it, I guarantee you, at the end of the day, that's what they're going to do. We talked yesterday, and I talked at lunch yesterday, about the state of Illinois, their headquarters for District 11, their headquarters. They're going to move it from the Collinsville site, and they don't know, they say they don't know where they're going yet, but I do not believe that. I think they know that exactly where they're going. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't have made a major push like they've done now. And I kind of feel bad for these bastards because they're both Democrats and Republicans. They don't give a damn. They do not give a damn what's going on as long as it benefits them and their people. I mean, they can fight all day long and say, we're doing it for the good of this, we're doing it for the good of that. But no, anytime these bastards come out and kind of put $40-50 million together for a new state police headquarters, they always know that it's going to benefit them, because if it doesn't benefit them, they don't know what they're going to do. And it said the Fairview received interest from operators who want to open a dispensary in the retail-heavy city. Now, they're not talking about putting a facility together for the state police. No, they want to put a facility together for marijuana. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how marijuana now is the big play in this great United States of America, and especially in cities and states like Illinois. They know what they're getting into, but see, they do not give a damn. The same one was a state rep up around Chicago who was against the dispensaries, only to find out that he invested $25,000 to try to help open a dispensary. Nothing was said by him when that came about, and I think to myself, why the hell would they let him bitch and moan and groan about what they want? And if it's something they don't want, they're just going to let it go. They're going to let it go. They're not going to say a damn thing. So I just hope down the road that these people understand what they're getting into and play with it accordingly, because as always, they're not going to give a damn. As long as they can benefit one way or the other, they're not going to give a damn. And if they don't give a damn, why should anybody else give a damn? But having said that, I have to say that it just amazes me how many of these ass wipe, no count, good for nothing, rotten bastard politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, will fight for something that they really, really, really didn't want to get involved in, but they sit back and they read all the papers, they read all the information, and they say, hey, we can get involved in legalizing marijuana and we can make some money off of it. You know, we've already had municipal marijuana. Now we can have recreational marijuana and everybody will benefit. And what do we care? What do we care if these guys go out and smoke dope and the police stop them and let them go because it's legal to smoke dope? I do not understand that, but at the end of the day, I think we're all going to find out what's going on, and I think some of us are not going to be real happy. Last but not least, I see here where Senate Minority Leader Schumer apologized on Thursday for his impassioned comments about two Supreme Court justices, saying he should have not used the words. That doesn't mean that he didn't agree, that he thought they were crap bums, but he just, I think he was disappointed. And so he went ahead and said that it didn't come out the way I intended it to come out. Yes, it did. It came out the way you intended it to come out. It came out the way you intended it to come out to embarrass those two United States Supreme Court justices. So when he gets caught up in it, then he's going to say, hey, I said that, but I didn't really mean it. And I think he's totally wrong. He said what he meant, and that's usually what happens. These bastards will not say what they mean. They'll try to hide it, but I think Schumer is a piss-poor disgrace for a United States senator, and I think at the end of the day, all those nasty words will come back to bite him. I don't know if he's got strong opposition or going to have strong opposition, but I would assume if he has any kind of opposition, that it could be a hot and heavy election. But we'll have to stop and see. We'll have to stop and see what's going on with it. But what I really like is when he said this stuff about him, nobody said anything. He apologized the next day in the paper, and everything is forgot about. Now, if it had been Trump or one of the Republicans, that crap would have went on forever and ever. As always, people, it's time to go, so let's continue. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass-wipe bastard, no-count, good-for-nothing, low-life, son-of-a-bitches that they call politicians. And let's do what we always have done. We have to defend ourselves, and we have to destroy them. We have to destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never, never any violence, as always. We have to destroy them, and let's continue to do it. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll